Hillary Clinton is generally considered the front runner among Democrats, except in one state that candidates really want to win, New Hampshire. NPR's Asma Khalid reports Clinton is facing a tough challenge there from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Thank you.
Hillary Clinton campaigned across New Hampshire on Tuesday, from a church on the coast to a high school up north.
I've learned a lot listening to folks here in New Hampshire.
It was a year-end plea in a state that's known as Clinton Country. Clinton won the New Hampshire primary over Barack Obama in 2008 after a big defeat in Iowa. And her husband became known as the Comeback Kid after doing better than expected here in 1992. The Clintons are a familiar name. And while this is the first time Jesse DiPaolo will be voting, she says all her relatives are Clinton fans. She's sitting with her grandma in a church pew to hear Clinton.
She's been waiting for a time, and I think that she's earned it. So she hasn't just come out of nowhere. She's gone slow and gradually up the chain.
DiPaolo is holding a Hillary Clinton pantsuit action figure in her lap.
I know a lot of people are just Democrats, and they're not sure, Bernie, Hillary, things like that. I've always been Hillary.
Clinton also has the endorsement of the Democratic elite here. But this election cycle, so-called Clinton Country, is facing an invasion from neighboring Vermont. It's easy to find Sanders fans here. I meet Lindsay Brackett at a food co-op in Concord. She says she's going to vote for Sanders because of his economic agenda. But part of her Sanders support is also a Clinton protest.
I don't trust Hillary in terms of, I don't know, I just don't believe everything she says. I feel like Bernie Sanders is just somebody that speaks what's on his mind.
The Clinton campaign claims it always knew New Hampshire would be competitive. And Clinton State Director Mike Vlasic says it's partly because of geography.
In the last 25 years, states neighboring New Hampshire have not had a candidate that's finished last and second.
And he points out the only time a neighbor has not won was when there were two neighbors running at the same time, Howard Dean and John Kerry. But that's not convincing for Julia Barnes. She runs the Sanders operation in New Hampshire.
I don't think that his proximity is in any way, shape, or form more compelling to them than the fact that Secretary Clinton has been campaigning here in one form or another for 20 years. You know, like they say, this is Clinton country, right?
Both Sanders and Clinton have made more than a dozen trips to the state, and they both have thousands of volunteers. But there is a difference, according to Arnie Arneson. She's a liberal activist and radio host who's not yet committed to any candidate, but leaning toward Sanders.
The Hillary campaign is incredibly organized. You are definitely a cog in a very precise machine.
Arneson says Clinton's advantage is her Rolodex.
But in the end, getting out the vote is going to be crucial. And Hillary understands that because it's what she used effectively against Barack Obama.
But Clinton is also trying to fight back with FaceTime. She returns to New Hampshire Sunday, and on Monday, she's sending her husband. The thing is, Sanders plans to be here next week, too. Asma Khalid, NPR News.